He's our national bard. He was a brilliant poet and songwriter and just Scottish through and through.
You hear about him being a womaniser and all the rest of it.
Man, it's isn't
but he wasn't particularly liked women, of course he did.
Well,
but
there was much,
he was a romantic.
He was a romantic, but there's so much more to him actually than that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite Burns poem?
My love's like a red, red rose. And Flow Gently, Sweet Afton.
Hello, my name is Sean McLashan, and I'm curator of the collection at the Robert Burns Birthplace Museum here in Alloway. Well, obviously he had a lot of women in his life, and that's looked at in different ways, but I would have to point out that although by today's standards it might have been considered a bit misogynistic or something, I have to also remember that although he had wains and children outside of his marriage with Jean, he looked after all those children. So he, again, ahead of his time. Today you might be forcing a man to pay for childcare. Burns didn't need forced. He thought about them, even though they weren't necessarily with Jean.
I think he was so charismatic and attractive.
You think he was attractive?
Yes.
This evening, for the first time since 1801, at Burns Cottage, there will be a Burns supper. It's a special supper to raise money for the Burns Monument. When you look at the Burns Monument from the outside, you wouldn't know that the interior is crumbling. And if you've ever been up in it, there's great views from inside when you go up to the top of it. But you will no longer be able to do that unless it is fixed.
My father was a Burns man, and I listened to Burns all my life.
What is it you like about him so much?
Because it's the world as it is, without any airs and graces. And he tends to undo the airs and graces if they exist.